Welcome to Liquortainment Inc., the podcast for DIY home bar owners who are looking to enhance their entertainment experience. Created from the passion of our DIY garage bars, man caves, and more Facebook group, we bring you fun information, brands, and products that will make your home bar the ultimate hangout spot. This is not your typical He-Man women haters group, but rather a community of those who appreciate the importance of having a place of their own. So grab a beer, take a seat, and get ready to dive into the world of DIY garage bars and man cave bars. We'll discuss barware, glassware, bar brands, food and drink recipes, along with anything else related to the group's subject matter. Get ready for a liquor-taining experience. In future episodes, we'll cover DIY garage bars, man caves, and pub sheds, along with discussions on barware, recipes, and related topics, and maybe future interviews with brand experts. We'll also talk about the evaluation of brand samples without endorsement payment, ensuring honest thoughts and experiences, and maintaining the same transparency on social media without engaging in a pay-for-play scheme. So grab your tools, write down your ideas, stock up on your favorite beverages, and let's dive into the world of DIY garage bars, man caves, and more. Let's do it together. It's going to be one wild and unforgettable ride, and with that, let's get started. Cheers. Hey there, fellow garage bar enthusiasts. Welcome back to Liquortainment Inc., where we turn ordinary garages into extraordinary drinking destinations. I'm your host, and today we're diving into everything you need to know about throwing an epic St. Patrick's Day celebration that would make any leprechaun jealous. Whether you're rocking a fully decked out garage bar or just getting started with your home bar journey, we've got you covered with tips, tricks, and plenty of Irish-inspired drink recipes that'll have your guests thinking they've been transported straight to Dublin. Coming up, we'll explore everything from transforming your space into an authentic Irish pub atmosphere to mixing up some killer cocktails featuring Keeper's Heart Irish-style American whiskey, a personal favorite that perfectly bridges the gap between Irish tradition and American innovation. We'll also dive into the fascinating history behind St. Patrick's Day celebrations, share some party-perfect food pairings, and throw in some entertainment ideas that'll keep your party going strong well into the night. So grab your favorite drink, and let's get started on creating the ultimate St. Patrick's Day garage bar experience. You know, St. Patrick's Day hasn't always been about green beer and shamrock shakes. In fact, the holiday's origins are way more fascinating than most people realize. Our friend St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. He was actually British. He was kidnapped as a teenager and spent 6 years as a slave in Ireland before escaping. But instead of holding a grudge, he later returned to Ireland as a missionary, using the three-leafed shamrock to explain the concept of the Holy Trinity. Originally, St. Patrick's Day was a pretty serious religious holiday in Ireland, marked by church services and a modest feast. The pubs were actually required by law to be closed on March 17th until the 1970s. Can you imagine? The rowdy celebrations we know today were actually started right here in America, where Irish immigrants turned the holiday into a way to celebrate their heritage and connect with their roots. And speaking of green, that wasn't always the color associated with St. Patrick. Historically, the color was actually blue. The shift to green happened gradually, tied to Ireland's nickname as the Emerald Isle and those iconic shamrocks. The whole thing about wearing green to avoid getting pinched? That's purely an American invention, probably started by school kids looking for an excuse to torment their classmates. Here's another fun fact that might surprise your garage bar patrons. The first St. Patrick's Day parade wasn't in Dublin or Belfast. It was held in New York City in 1762 by Irish soldiers serving in the British Army. And corned beef and cabbage? That's not traditionally Irish either. Irish immigrants in America substituted corned beef for the more traditional bacon because it was cheaper and more readily available from their Jewish neighbors. And let's clear up one more common misconception. Those snakes that St. Patrick supposedly drove out of Ireland? Pure legend. Ireland never had snakes to start with, thanks to the last ice age. It's actually a metaphor for driving out pagan beliefs, but personally, I think the snake story makes for better bar conversation. Let's talk about transforming your garage bar into the Irish pub of your dreams without breaking the bank. Trust me, with a few simple touches, you can create that authentic pub atmosphere that'll have your friends thinking they've stepped right into Dublin. First up, lighting is absolutely crucial. Swap out those bright overhead lights for some warm, dimmer options. String lights are your best friend here. Go for some green ones to really set the mood. If you've got some old mason jars lying around, drop in some battery-operated green tea lights for that perfect Irish glow. Position them strategically around your bar area and watch the magic happen. Speaking of green, here's a money-saving tip for next year. Hit up your local dollar store right after this year's St. Patrick's Day when they're clearing out decorations. Those green streamers and balloons, you'll get them for a fraction of the cost. Grab some gold paper too. You can easily create your own shamrock garlands by cutting out simple shapes and stringing them together. Your bar top is prime real estate for decoration. A simple green table runner can transform the whole look. Want to get creative? Print out some vintage Irish whiskey advertisements. Keeper's Heart has some great imagery. And create a collage under a clear bar top cover. It's a conversation starter and adds that authentic pub feel. Now here's a pro tip that'll really impress your guests. Create a backdrop wall behind your bar. Take some foam board, paint it to look like old brick or stone, and add some vintage looking signs. You can even make a replica of an old Irish pub sign with your last name. Put an O in front of your last name, followed by the word pub. Don't forget about the seating area. Throw some green pillows on your bar stools, drape a few Irish flags or banners on the walls, and if you're feeling ambitious, create a photo booth area with props like leprechaun hats, fake beards, and oversized shamrocks. Your guests will love taking pictures, and it adds to the festive atmosphere. Remember, the key to a great Irish pub atmosphere isn't just about throwing green everywhere. It's about creating those cozy, welcoming nooks where people want to gather and share stories. A few well-placed elements will do more than overcrowding your space with decorations. Now let's dive into the heart and soul of any Irish celebration, the drinks. And trust me, there's a lot more to Irish drinking culture than just green beer. In fact, the history of Irish spirits is as rich and complex as the drinks themselves. Let's start with Irish whiskey, the grandfather of all Irish spirits. Unlike its Scottish cousin, Irish whiskey is typically triple distilled, giving it that signature smooth finish. Speaking of smooth, have you tried Keeper's Heart Irish style American whiskey? It's actually crafted right here in Minnesota, but they've managed to capture that authentic Irish spirit while adding their own American twist. The brand's master distiller, Brian Nation, was in fact the master distiller for Jameson. Traditional Irish whiskey is best enjoyed neat or with just a drop of water to open up those complex flavors. If you're serving Keeper's Heart, I recommend starting with a neat pour in a Glencairn glass. Really lets you appreciate those vanilla and honey notes they're famous for. Now here's a fun bit of trivia. Did you know that Irish coffee wasn't actually invented in Ireland? It was created in 1943 by Joe Sheridan, who worked at Foyne's Port near Limerick. He created it to warm up American passengers whose flight had been turned back due to bad weather. The proper technique is crucial here. Heat your glass first with hot water, then empty it. Add 2 teaspoons of brown sugar, fill about 3/4 with hot coffee, stir until the sugar dissolves, add a generous measure of whiskey, and top with lightly whipped cream poured over the back of a spoon.
Hey there, whiskey lovers. Looking for something truly unique in your glass? Let me introduce you to Keeper's Heart, where Irish tradition meets American innovation. This isn't just another whiskey. It's a masterpiece crafted by legendary master distiller Brian Nation, the genius behind Jameson and Redbreast. Imagine the smooth, spicy notes of premium Irish whiskey perfectly blended with the sweet, oaky richness of American bourbon. Whether you're sipping it neat or mixing up your favorite cocktail, Keeper's Heart delivers an experience worth keeping. Don't just take my word for it. Critics are calling it excellent with a 92-point rating. Find Keeper's Heart at your local liquor store and unlock a taste of both worlds today.
Let's talk about Guinness. It's practically a food group in Ireland. Here's something most people get wrong. Guinness should be served at 43 degrees Fahrenheit, not warm like some myths suggest. And that perfect pour, it should take exactly 119.5 seconds. Start by tilting the glass at 45 degrees, fill it about 3/4, let it settle, then top it off with a perfect dome above the rim. A traditional Irish pub also wouldn't be complete without some Powers whiskey. Fun fact, before Jameson took the crown, Powers was the most popular whiskey in Ireland for over 100 years. Speaking of Keeper's Heart again, their blend actually pays homage to this style of traditional Irish whiskey, combining it with American rye for a unique twist. And here's a lesser-known traditional drink, the hot whiskey, or what the Irish call a hot toddy. Perfect for those chilly March evenings. Heat water, stick a few cloves in a lemon wheel, add whiskey, brown sugar, and maybe a cinnamon stick if you're feeling fancy. It's said to cure everything from a common cold to a broken heart. Let's shake things up with some modern St. Patrick's Day cocktails that put a fresh spin on tradition. First up, let's talk about my favorite creation, the Emerald Manhattan. Take 2 ounces of Keeper's Heart Irish-style American whiskey, add 1/2 ounce of green chartreuse, and a splash of sweet vermouth. Garnish with a mint leaf, and you've got yourself a sophisticated tribute to the holiday that doesn't rely on food coloring. Speaking of green drinks, let's address the elephant in the room, green beer. This tradition actually started in New York City in 1914, when Dr. Thomas Hayes Curtin decided to serve green beer at his Bronx Social Club. These days, you can elevate this concept with what I call the Shamrock Smash, Muddle fresh mint leaves with simple syrup, add Keeper's Heart whiskey, a splash of lime juice, and top with a wheat beer. The natural green from the mint gives you that festive color without the artificial stuff. For something creamy and indulgent, try the Celtic Cloud. It's a modern take on Irish coffee that's served cold. Fill a shaker with ice, add Irish cream liqueur, cold brew coffee, and vanilla vodka. Shake it well, strain into a glass, and top with whipped cream and a sprinkle of cocoa powder. It's like dessert in a glass, folks. Here's one that always gets the party started, the Dublin Mule. It's an Irish twist on the Moscow Mule that substitutes whiskey for vodka. Mix Irish whiskey with ginger beer and lime juice, serve it in a copper mug, and garnish with a lime wheel and mint sprig. The spicy ginger beer really complements those vanilla notes in the whiskey. For something really unique, try the Luck of the Irish Sour. Mix whiskey, fresh lemon juice, and simple syrup with a float of dry red wine. The wine creates this beautiful layered effect, and if you use a good Irish whiskey, you'll get wonderful complexity in every sip. And here's a crowd pleaser that's perfect for batch serving, the Emerald Punch. Combine Irish whiskey, green apple liqueur, lime juice, and sparkling apple cider in a punch bowl. Float thin slices of green apple and lime wheels on top. It's refreshing, festive, and perfect for keeping your guests' glasses filled while you enjoy the party yourself. Remember, these modern cocktails might not be traditional, but they're a great way to introduce your friends to Irish spirits in a fun, approachable way. Plus, they look fantastic on your garage bar's Instagram story. Now let's talk about keeping your guests well-fed during your St. Patrick's Day celebration. After all, you can't properly enjoy those delicious cocktails without some hearty Irish fare to soak them up. First up on our menu is the classic corned beef and cabbage. Here's a party hack. Grab your slow cooker, toss in that corned beef with some cabbage, carrots, and potatoes in the morning, and by party time, you'll have tender, flavorful meat that practically shreds itself. Cut it into small portions and serve it on mini rye bread slices for an easy-to-handle party bite. If you're looking for something that screams pub food, you've got to try making Irish nachos. Instead of tortilla chips, use thick-cut potato rounds, bake them until crispy, then load them up with corned beef, melted cheese, and green onions. Trust me, these will disappear faster than your aunt's Lucky Charm bracelet at a leprechaun convention. For something that pairs perfectly with those whiskey cocktails, especially that Keeper's Heart Manhattan we talked about earlier, whip up some Irish cheddar and stout fondue. The sharp cheddar and rich stout create this amazingly complex flavor that'll have your guests thinking you hired a professional chef. Here's a quick crowd pleaser, Dublin Coddle Sliders. Traditional Dublin Coddle is a hearty stew of sausages, bacon, and potatoes, but we're going to serve it on mini rolls. It's less messy than the original and perfect for mingling guests. Don't forget the shepherd's pie cups. Use a muffin tin to create individual portions. Layer seasoned ground lamb or beef with peas and carrots, then top with mashed potatoes. They're like little handheld comfort food bombs that go great with any Irish beer or whiskey. For something lighter, try smoked salmon on brown bread with herb cream cheese. It's sophisticated, easy to prepare, and gives your guests a break from the heavier options. Plus, it pairs beautifully with those lighter cocktails we discussed. And here's my secret weapon, whiskey mustard meatballs. Mix some Keeper's Heart whiskey into your favorite mustard sauce, pour it over cocktail meatballs in the slow cooker, and you've got an addictive party snack that perfectly combines your drink theme with your food. Let's talk entertainment, because a great St. Patrick's Day party needs more than just amazing drinks and food. It needs that festive Irish spirit that keeps everyone engaged and having fun. First up, music is absolutely essential. Create a playlist that mixes traditional Irish pub songs with modern Celtic rock. Start with classics like Whiskey in the Jar and Wild Rover, then throw in some Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly, and the Pogues. Don't forget to include crowd favorites like Sweet Caroline and Piano Man. They might not be Irish, but they're guaranteed to get everyone singing along after a few drinks. Speaking of singing, why not organize an Irish sing-along competition? Create lyric sheets for popular Irish songs and split your guests into teams. The team that sings with the most enthusiasm and knows the most lyrics wins a special prize. Maybe a personalized bottle of Keeper's Heart whiskey for each team member. Go to the Keeper's Heart website for more details on their custom labels. Here's a fun drinking game that's perfect for your garage bar, the Lucky Charm Challenge. Hide different colored paper shamrocks around your bar area, each with different point values. Throughout the night, guests can hunt for them and trade them in for prizes or drink tokens. It keeps people moving and mingling all night long. For something more structured, set up an Irish-themed trivia contest. Mix questions about Ireland's history with pop culture references and drinking traditions. Here's a twist. Make it a progressive trivia game where each round's questions get harder as the night goes on, just like your guests' ability to answer them correctly gets more entertaining. Want to really get people laughing? Try the Speak Like an Irish Poet game. Put random words in a hat, some Irish-themed, some totally random. Players draw three words and have to create an impromptu limerick using them. Trust me, after a few rounds of green beer, these poems become absolutely hilarious. And for those competitive spirits, set up a coin toss game using chocolate gold coins and empty keeper's heart bottles as targets. The further back you stand, the more points you get if you make it. It's simple, but it'll keep people entertained for hours. Remember, the best parties have a mix of organized activities and organic fun. Don't try to schedule every minute. Let some of that Irish spontaneity take over and see where the night takes you. All right, folks, before we wrap up this St. Patrick's Day party guide, let's talk about keeping everyone safe while having the time of their lives. After all, we want your garage bar celebration to be memorable for all the right reasons. First up, have plenty of water stations set up around your bar area. Keep those water glasses filled and encourage your guests to pace themselves. Remember, St. Patrick's Day is a marathon, not a sprint. Consider setting up a designated drink counting system. Those little cocktail charms or different colored wristbands can work wonders for helping folks keep track. Make sure you've got some substantial food available throughout the night. Those Irish stews, Irish nachos, and rye breads we talked about earlier aren't just delicious. They're also great at helping people handle their drinks better. Keep some snacks out until the very end of the night. Here's a pro tip. Team up with a local rideshare service or have some taxi numbers handy. Better yet, designate a few sober drivers or set up a crash pad for overnight guests. Nothing ruins a great party faster than worrying about how everyone's getting home. To recap our garage bar celebration guide, transform your space with some green flair, stock up on quality spirits like Keeper's Heart Irish-style American whiskey for those authentic Irish cocktails, prepare some hearty food, and keep the entertainment flowing with music and games. But most importantly, make sure everyone stays safe while having a blast. Until next time, this is Liquortainment Inc., reminding you that the best parties are the ones where everyone makes it home safely. Join us next week when we'll be diving into the world of spring cocktails and outdoor bar setups. Cheers, everybody! Or should we say slainte? Thank you for tuning in to Liquortainment Inc., the podcast where DIY home bar owners and backyard cooking warriors can enhance their indoor and outdoor bar experience and discover the latest brands and products, all inspired by our thriving DIY garage bars, Man Caves and More Facebook group of over 875,000 members. If you love outdoor cooking and enjoy pizzas, the next few months will be filled with episodes you are not going to want to miss. We will be focusing on making pizzas outdoors, be it in the driveway, the patio, or the backyard. It matters little. Join us for future episodes as we dive into the world of home bars, exploring all things home bar related, and in the future, we hope to add enlightening interviews with brand experts. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on any of your favorite podcast directories like Apple, Amazon, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or even YouTube, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Make sure you check out any of the brands we've mentioned in this episode or others. By providing us with samples of their products, they are helping us provide you with valuable content for our Facebook group and this podcast. Also, we'd like to see your DIY home bar on our public Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/garagebars. Until next time, cheers.